Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Kelleher is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a member of our Brain Trust, CEO and founder of Employee Engagement Group. He is the author of the outstanding book, which we helped launch a couple of years ago, Louder Than Words, the 10 Practical Employee Engagement Steps. He's got a brand new book out called Creativeship. He said leadership is no longer enough, and he's here to talk to us about that very thing. Bob Kelleher, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and happy holidays to you and your listeners, and thank you so much for having me back.
You too. We're glad you're here, and congratulations on the new book. Leadership is something that I talk about on the show all the time. I think if there's one thing that America needs, and maybe the world needs more of, is true leadership. And just about the time I get that stuck in my audience's head, you come along and tell me that's not enough, Bob.
Yeah, I think leadership, as we've defined it historically, I don't think works in the new world that we're in today, Jim.
Tell us what you mean, why you think that.
Well, you know, if you think about the evolution of leadership, in some ways it started with management, turn of the century, where we managed things, data, process.
Right.
And then we, you know, moved to this big push called leadership. And I was a corporate HR person back in the 1980s, and I recall we were trying to get all of our managers to be better leaders, and we would often define leadership as, you know, leading people, and of course the pursuit to make money or to be successful.
Wasn't that just another way to think about management?
Well, you know, I really do think there's a difference between
management and leadership. Management doesn't take courage. Leadership takes courage.
Leadership takes courage. Leadership takes vision. Leadership challenges the norm.
Right.
But I think what happened, Jim, I think many leaders lost their moral compass along the way.
No question.
I think any leader should take a lesson from what happened, you know, with the Enrons, the Arthur Andersons,
right,
the WorldComs.
Right.
And even recently, 2009, the collapse of our financial systems.
Yeah. How about MF Global? We still don't know where $1.2 billion in customer money is.
Where did it go? Yeah. And Jim, you know, I've spent the past couple of years traveling the globe talking about Louder Than Words, and I've met some fascinating people along the way. I've been paneled, I've seen other speakers, and I started crystallizing this theory that, wow, we're in a fascinating window of change, and leadership as we've defined it is no longer enough. Creativeship is defined as
creating sustainable businesses, isn't it?
People really resonated with the message. I did some pilot keynotes on the term, and people came up and said, that's it.
Right. So creativeship is, you've combined, obviously, creativity and leadership to come up with this word.
Yeah, it's about sustainability, and not just sustainability as it, you know, relates to your green and carbon footprint and volunteer programs. Creativeship as it relates to building and creating a sustainable business model that can sustain itself beyond this quarter's earnings. And if you think of Polaroid and Digital and Blockbuster, and the list goes on and on, these were companies that were led by really good people that had engagement, that had profit. What happened? They failed to exist. Why? And the more I ask that question, why, the more I realize that the definition of leadership has to change. It is about sustainability. It is about creating a business for tomorrow while preserving the status quo of today, because you have to make money today.
Well, the interesting thing, that one of the things that I've been spending a lot of time talking about and writing about in the last few years, Bob, is the concept of values, putting an S on value. And interestingly enough, the first two markers, first two of the six markers that you've identified are as components of creativeship, I believe, focus on values, purpose, and engagement. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're spot on, Jim. This purpose focus has never been bigger. And I tell clients today and audiences, it's no longer just defining what it is you do. You need to define why do you do it. In particular, if you want to attract this Generation Y population, this fascinating generation, where it's proven today as they enter the workforce, they want to join organizations that care.
They want to know what they want to know what the companies, what they want to know what the people and organizations that they hang out with, whether they're associated with them or doing business with them. They want to know what the people and the organizations stand for, don't they?
That is so true, Jim. And there is recent evidence that supports that even us baby boomers, who are now in the twilight of our careers, are increasingly becoming very focused on purpose well.
This is not just we've started attributing it to the younger folks, but I think this is a 21st century thing. You know, Bob, one of the things I've been working on, and my next book is titled The Age of the Customer. In the age of the customer, value is now table stakes. Values is the new expectation. And that's what you talk about in creativeship.
Yeah, my publisher was fascinated with purpose as it relates to this, you know, very large population of Generation Y, who coincidentally by 2014 will be the dominant generation within the workforce.
Right.
And she claims that creativeship not only is a book of leadership for today's evolving leaders, but it belongs on the college campuses as well, mm-hmm. trying to get folks that are starting their careers to start thinking about this concept of creativeship. As I enter the workplace, how can I take my passion of purpose and help a business be successful?
Well, the reason I'm glad you're talking about this, the reason I'm glad you wrote this book, is because I do believe that sustainability is something that we've got to apply to everything. We've got to apply it to our businesses. We have to apply it to our relationship with the planet, and we also have to apply it to government. If we can't get our government to get on a sustainability track, we're doomed, Bob.
Yeah, that is a really fascinating point you're making, Jim. One of the
Bob, hold on to that thought, Bob. I want you to pick up on that when we come back. Give us the website and tell folks how they can find your book.
They can find it on creativeship.com,
right.
And they also can find it on employeeengagement.com. So two places, and of course they can always go to Amazon and
any of the online books. It's a novel for evolving leaders, ladies and gentlemen. Creativeship by Bob Kelleher. Stay with us. We'll be right back. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.